Okay, ladies and gentlemen, can we proceed, please? Could you take your positions, please? The secretary had just finished introducing the agenda item, and there was a proposal on the table that we start discussing agenda, proposal 8, because of the implications it will have on the items we skip on item 2. And can I invite any observations, comments from the floor on proposal 8, please? Coordinator Near East, please.
Shukran, Sayyidi Rais. أن نقل مشروع المواصفة إلى لجنة السلع من لجان التنسيق بعد الخطوة 5 سوف تؤدي إلى مزيد من العمل داخل لجنة السلع، حيث ستتكرر المناقشات التي تمت داخل لجنة التنسيق أصلا. أنا أعتقد بأن هذه الطريقة أو ليست هذه طريقة كفؤة لتطوير العمل، وبالطبع نحن مع أن تقوم لجان التنسيق بوضع مواصفات إقليمية، إما تحويلها إلى مواصفة دولية، أما موضوع تحويلها إلى مواصفة دولية فيجب أن ينظر فيه عند الخطوة 8. شريطة أن تكون الإجراءات الصياغية لمثل هذه النصوص متوائمة مع الإجراءات الصياغية لمعايير الدستور الغذائي، وأن تراقب من قبل أمانة الدستور الغذائي، وأيضا التأكيد على الالتزام بالإجراءات الصحيحة عند قبول عمل جديد من قبل اللجنة التنفيذية. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Coordinator for Near East, and Coordinator Africa, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Je pense que cette proposition va créer beaucoup plus de problèmes que de solutions. En effet, si j'ai bien compris en analysant cette proposition avec membres de la région, ça veut dire que si un comité de coordination régionale entame le travail sur une norme, supposons qu'il décide d'élaborer une norme sur un produit, aucun autre organe du codex, c'est-à-dire par exemple le comité produit, ne peut pas décider d'élaborer une norme sur ce produit. D'après ma compréhension de ce texte-là, ça veut dire qu'il faut attendre l'étape 8 pour qu'un comité produit ait pris l'initiative d'élaborer une norme sur le même produit, par exemple. D'après notre lecture de cette proposition, normalement, je pense que c'est le cas que nous avons discuté hier ou avant-hier. Si entre-temps, on se rend compte que le sujet ou que la question peut être abordée au niveau international, qu'elle intéresse plutôt l'international que le régional, il faudrait qu'on ait la possibilité que le comité exécutif ou le comité produit ait la possibilité d'entamer une activité pour l'élaboration d'une telle norme. Mais notre compréhension du texte, c'est ça, c'est que on dit que la conversion d'une norme régionale en une norme mondiale est envisagée seulement après son adoption à l'étape 8. Prenons le cas que j'ai cité. Si un comité régional entame le travail sur un produit, l'élaboration d'une norme sur un produit, et qu'il est à l'étape 3 ou 4 ou 5. Et si entre-temps le comité produit décide d'élaborer une norme sur le même produit, quelle va être la position, quelle va être la situation? Est-ce qu'on peut être éclairé par le secrétariat sur cet aspect? Merci beaucoup.
Thank you, Coordinator for Africa, and indeed the Secretariat will shed light on that and also on your previous observation. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Probably the text was not crystal clear about its intent. However, I would like to take this opportunity to say that Proposal 8 remains silent about how commodity works should be undertaken by the worldwide commodity committees. If I can mention an extreme case, if one member wants to suggest the development of a new standard on commodity A in a particular coordinating committee, it can submit a project document for a future regional standard and submit another project document for a worldwide committee for the same commodity to the commodity committee that covers that commodity. So nothing prevents moves within a given coordinating committee should not be taken to constrain the work of other community committees. However, in case where the proposal to develop a new work with international scope has been accepted by the Commission and the new work start in the worldwide committee, possibly the work or ongoing work on the same commodity in a given regional committee may be withdrawn because usually the worldwide standards would cover all regions. However, I can just stress that Proposal 8 is without prejudice this to any work undertaken by the worldwide committees. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for that clarification, and I'm sure Coordinator Africa is convinced. Coordinator Asia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. To my knowledge, I'm not sure I'm correct or not, but there are two possibilities to have a worldwide standard for regional commodities. I think one is to convert regional standard to worldwide standard after adoption at step 8 by the Commission. The other one is that regional coordinating committee initiate the work, and after step 5, relevant community committees take over this issue, items. Then if it is adopted at step 8, then that will become automatically worldwide standard. CC Asia concluded anyway the second option is better, but at this time I'm not quite sure which one is better in order to convert the regional standard into worldwide one in a rapid way. I suppose there will be advantages and disadvantages in these two options. But many regional commodities outside, such as ginseng product, is traded internationally without any standard and guideline. So hopefully this executive committee would recommend the better option to the Commission. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Coordinator for Asia and Coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Coincidimos con lo dicho por el representante de Asia. En realidad, muchas veces las propuestas que se presentan a los comités regionales se hacen en ese ámbito porque a nivel de la comisión o cuando se han hecho presentaciones ante los comités respectivos, no han tenido una respuesta favorable y el establecimiento de una norma regional en ocasiones permite avanzar más con ciertos temas. Por otra parte, el Comité de América Latina y el Caribe sobre este tema ha considerado que también debería tenerse en cuenta que para pensar en una norma internacional en ocasiones habría que evaluar la carga de trabajo que tienen los comités de productos a los que generalmente irían destinadas para poder evaluar en función de eso si es pertinente presentarla a través del comité regional o a través de un comité internacional debido a la demora en que podría incurrir. De igual modo, nos parece apropiado definir, tal como lo ha manifestado el coordinador de Asia, cuál sería el procedimiento más adecuado, dado que se supone que los comités coordinadores, cuando llevan adelante estos trabajos, tienen un interés en que el trabajo evolucione en un tiempo normal. Y quizás el paso al comité de producto en el trámite 5, si ese comité tiene mucha carga de trabajo, podría demorar mucho la adopción de esa norma, con lo cual quizás sería preferible su aprobación como norma regional en el trámite 8 y el posterior análisis para su conversión en norma internacional. Igualmente, entendemos que aún en el caso de una norma regional, todos los miembros en su carácter de observadores de un comité regional, si no pertenecen a esa región, como el resto de las partes interesadas, pueden opinar sobre la norma regional. Gracias.
Thank you, Coordinator Latin America and Caribbean, and Member Africa, please.
Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. Looking at paragraph 20, I have a real question there, because we are making a proposal here to change something with a back reference, which was positive. We say the Asia group recently elaborated a draft standard, and then which was taken to step 5 into international standard. What was the problem if that was successful? Have we had any reference on issues like that? So I am really wondering if we are not here trying to block the advancement of the work instead of allowing it to go faster. My suggestion here is that this proposal probably may not work very much if we are not flexible. Because the only reason we are giving is overburdening of a committee. But there could also be another reason of, committees that are adjourned in AGA. So you give work to that committee because you want to introduce new work in that committee. That's a very positive aspect. I think these are things that we should take into consideration. The overburdening shouldn't be, something that may block the work of the committee for us. So we need some flexibility here. And, this could be at step 5 or at step 8. But we should remain flexible. If we find that, this committee, if we sent at step 5 this standard to the committee, We look at the work of the committee. If it overburdens the committee, we say, okay, continue the work at regional level. But if the committee has time to take that task up, why should we refrain from that? I think it's necessary to remain flexible here and not to block. They say only when it reaches step 8. I think it may block the work of the committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Africa, and Member Europe, please.
Oui, merci, Monsieur le Président. Monsieur le Président, le Codex a toujours dans son histoire connu des cycles. Il y a 15-20 ans, il existait assez bien de normes régionales qui avaient été élaborées par les comités de coordination régionaux et notamment par le comité régional pour l'Europe. Et puis, dans le courant des années 90, le Codex a décidé que c'était pas bon, ces normes régionales. Et puis on a décidé de soit les supprimer ou les transformer en normes mondiales, ce qui a été fait. Et puis aujourd'hui, on est dans un nouveau cycle où on se rend compte que le commerce international a changé, que le commerce intra-régional aussi a évolué, et on se rend compte qu'un certain nombre de comités de coordination régionaux ont éprouvé de l'intérêt à développer des normes régionales pour des produits qui intéressent la région. C'est ce qui s'est fait de plus en plus depuis quelques années. Le comité de coordination pour l'Asie en est, je pense, le plus bel exemple. Et puis, petit à petit, ces comités régionaux se rendent compte aussi que les produits, ils débordent le commerce intra-régional et s'installent tout doucement dans le commerce mondial. Et les comités régionaux utilisent leur mandat pour proposer à la Commission de transformer les normes régionales en normes mondiales. Donc c'est vraiment dans ce processus que nous sommes. Alors, comment procéder de la meilleure façon lorsqu'un comité de coordination régionale, qui est en train d'élaborer une norme régionale, on décide d'une façon ou d'une autre à la Commission de la transformer en norme mondiale ? Soit à l'initiative de la Commission, soit sur recommandation des comités régionaux, conformément à leur mandat. Quel est le meilleur processus? Deux schémas ont déjà été avancés aujourd'hui. En ce qui concerne l'Europe, nous pensons qu'il convient d'évoluer jusqu'à l'étape 8 au sein des comités régionaux, ce qui leur permet d'avoir rapidement une norme régionale qui intéresse des produits, qui intéresse spécifiquement le comité de coordination régionale. Et puis, d'examiner au cas par cas, sur base d'un document de projet, mettant notamment en relief, nous semble-t-il, l'importance du commerce mondial pour ces produits, et de décider à ce moment, à l'étape 8, si on peut confier le travail à un comité de produits, pour autant que le comité de produits ait un agenda et un ordre du jour et des priorités qui lui permettent de faire le travail. Voilà un petit peu, Monsieur le Président, l'opinion de l'Europe à ce sujet. Je vous remercie.
Thank you, Member Europe, and Member South Pacific, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My colleague from North America was put a flag up before me, but since you give me the floor, I'll just be very brief. Just a few comments. We don't support the proposal as it stands, proposal number 8. Our view is that Codex is about international standards for global application, and that's where the effort should go. But to the extent that the coordinating committees have a terms of reference and opportunity to develop in regional standards, I suppose it is within their mandate. But in this day and age of globalization and movement of international foods across traditional boundaries of regions, we believe that there is a strong case for Codex to focus very much on international standards for widest possible application. There was, I think, some reference yesterday about
the status of regional versus international standards, but it's not my intention to get any discussions on the legal aspects of international versus regional standards. Our view is that products or a case for a development of international standards should be the first priority in Codex. If its particular circumstances dictate the development of regional standards, in that event, maybe there is some opportunity to for regional groups to do some preparatory work. But ultimately, the Commission should focus and give priority to the development of international standards. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Southwest Pacific. And can I ask you then, at what stage, because we're also considering at what stage the Commission should consider changing or moving regional into international?
In our view, that I think it is related to the comment that the standard itself should be developed with the opportunity for all countries to participate. That means it should be assigned to the appropriate committee. And in that context, our preference would be for the current procedures whereby all countries have opportunities to comment on the work at all stages. So we would have a clear preference to for the work to be considered in all its stages by the appropriate committee rather than have it referred at step 8. Thank you.
Thank you, Member South Pacific. And Member North America, I'm sorry if your flag had been up before that of Member from South Pacific.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a very interesting area of discussion. For many countries, including Canada and I believe the U.S. as well, quality-related standards are there is less government involvement in the development of quality-related standards and a greater focus on industry responsibility for the quality criteria. Now, we, of course, are very interested in the safety and the nutritional quality of foods, but less interested in some of the characteristics that are more aimed at a consumer. And we did note that following the review and with greater participation in the Codex arena through the Trust Fund, that there is a greater interest in some of these quality standards or the commodity-related standards. And we would be interested in hearing more from countries as to how they feel that the development of some of these commodity-related standards are of benefit. Is it for the core safety quality criteria that relate to that particular commodity, or is it with another objective with regard to the acceptance of some of these products in international trade? Because it will help to guide how we respond to some of the recommendations that relate to the development of quality standards and the role of the standard of the commodity committees. When it comes to the development, there have been many proposals for regional standards, and certainly when there is expertise in a particular region that relates to those products, there's definite benefits to the initial drafts of these standards being done in that region. And I know that Codex would be quite anxious to have Canada draft the standard for maple syrup should we decide to have a standard on maple syrup. But I think it's been, when we look at some of the examples that were before us over the past few days, there are some products that we know probably come into our country because we've become a very, through globalization and through movement of our populations around the world, there's always a demand for products that are unique to a particular country or region. So these products are coming into our countries, probably less so manufactured in our countries. So we have an interest, of course, in seeing some of these standards developed because some of our population has an interest in them. That being said, we as a government may not have expertise in the development of the standards in these areas, so the role of the regions can be very important. There are other areas where a standard has been of interest to a region, but perhaps other regions, even though they do manufacture these products, are not necessarily certain that a standard is needed in these areas. And chili sauce was an example that we've been looking at where a region is interested in developing the standard for chili sauce. Depending on a definition for chili sauce, this could be of greater or lesser interest to other regions. And so how that standard evolves will very much depend on the scope that we are speaking of and the objectives of developing that standard. It has been noted that it is possible for any country to participate in discussions in the development of a standard at the regional level, but it's also noted in our procedures manual that changes to that standard would be within the within the region. It would only be the members of the region that could decide to change a standard in the end. So we may have to look at our procedures manual depending on how we do evolve in the development of these standards. But I guess what's most important to us is perhaps having a better understanding on when we are talking about commodity standards, what is the scope of that commodity standard? Because some do deal with health and safety issues, such as the bitter cassava. Others, it's more related just to the pure quality of some of these products. And the Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Committee, as an example, deals with a lot of strictly quality criteria. So as we're reviewing the role of Codex and our future and our resources, having a better understanding of some of these commodity standards may help guide our future decision-making processes.
Thank you, Member North America. And there are three very interesting views coming up. The support for regional standards, support for international rather than national standards, and also the possibility of turning regional standard to international standard at step 5 or at step 8. And with those three possibilities, can I ask the Secretary for some clarification on procedures and maybe some sort of proposal trying to take into account these three views in the room? Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your assignment is not an easy one, but we have listened to several views that are equally important and relevant. There was a view expressed that putting commodity work indiscriminately into from the regional committees to worldwide committees may create confusion of the management work of the recipient committee. But there was also flexibility and to take account of the individual situations. Possibly Proposal 8, as currently stands, may be drafted in a manner a bit rigid and lacks flexibility. And I try to offer to you, and through you, Mr. Chairman, an amended text for Proposal 8, which will now consist of Proposal 8A and Proposal 8B, and I try to read it slowly, and it's up to the committee to decide whether you like it or you don't like it. Proposal 8A, it will start exactly as it reads. The commodity work of the coordinating committees should concentrate on the development of regional standards in compliance with their terms of reference. Conversion of a regional standard into a worldwide standard should, comma, in principle, comma, be considered after its adoption at step 8, comma, at the request of a codex member, or a coordinating committee, or at the recommendation of the commodity committee concerned, comma, substantiated by a project document, to be reviewed by the executive committee in the framework of the critical review, taking into account the program of work of Codex committees concerned. Full stop. That would be slightly softened proposal A, and which will be a proposal A, part A, and there will be a new proposal that is meant to cover the point raised by the member from Southwest Pacific. That could read as follows. The proposal for new work for commodities having international trade potential should preferably be submitted through a worldwide commodity committee if such committee exists and is active. Full stop. So these are two proposals that could replace the current proposal 8, which might be a bit overly rigid. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, for those two proposals. And can I seek comments on these two proposals from the Secretary? Member, Latin American Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Quisiera agradecer el esfuerzo del secretario en reflejar la discusión. Yo tenía la mejor intención de agregar un poco más de complejidad al tema, pero voy a intentar referirme a la propuesta que ya nos ha puesto enfrente el secretariado. No creo, tratando de mezclar mi comentario inicial con lo que nos está proponiendo el secretariado, que la propuesta A excluya a la B. Mi punto principal es que el comité ejecutivo debería de tener un papel decisivo, no tomar la decisión, porque lo que hace el comité es recomendar a la comisión la decisión, pero sí debería tener un papel en su proceso de revisión crítica y de gestión del programa de normas que permita asignar de la mejor manera los trabajos. Y creo que esto puede hacerse en tres momentos: en la aprobación del nuevo trabajo y asignación de la responsabilidad, en la aprobación al paso 5 o una vez que ya se aprobó una norma regional al paso 8. Lo que es interesante es los factores que debe de tomar en cuenta el Comité Ejecutivo para hacer su recomendación. Y esto pasa, pues, por el contenido del documento de proyecto, en particular por los criterios para el establecimiento de prioridades, que incluyen hacia dónde va el comercio de los productos. También debe de considerar las cargas de trabajo de los comités mundiales y la prioridad que pueda tener el nuevo trabajo en relación a los trabajos que actualmente tienen los comités mundiales. También hay que considerar el contenido actual del mandato de los comités coordinadores, que permite algo de flexibilidad al decir que las normas regionales son para productos alimenticios designados de manera exclusiva o casi exclusiva de una región, lo cual da algo de flexibilidad. Y en definitiva, el papel del Comité Ejecutivo deberá ser tomar decisiones sobre la mejor manera de gestionar los temas. Aquí quizá nos podría ser enriquecedor algún análisis de los casos concretos que hemos visto en esta reunión y de otros casos que se consideren ejemplares. Entonces, respondiendo en particular a su última pregunta, señor presidente, me agrada mucho más la propuesta del secretariado de A y B, si entiendo entonces que son conjuntas y no excluyentes. Únicamente sugeriría que quede claro el papel del Comité Ejecutivo en tanto en A como en B, en hacer las recomendaciones considerando todos estos factores. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Member Latin American Caribbean, for really emphasizing the role of the Executive Committee. And Secretary, maybe with the information from the member, can we look at B and whether we can insert some ways that will also emphasize the role of the Executive Committee? Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm very glad that the member from Latin America and the Caribbean has well understood the intention of the proposal. The proposal now 8A and 8B were not meant to be chosen among these two, but they are meant to be go together. And 8B is really to encourage the proposer of the new work to look into to fully look into the potential for international trade and the potential of the community for international trade, and carefully evaluate whether the proposal will better fit in the framework of the a new future regional standard or a future worldwide standard. Mr. Chairman, the 8B, as I read, did not refer specifically to the Executive Committee or the Critical Review. However, once a project document is presented, it will inevitably go through the Critical Review of Executive Committee and final decision by the Commission. So possibly the current wording would also already cover the point you just made. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Secretary, for this clarification. Indeed, A and B do not mean you consider one or the other, but they have to be considered together when a need for preparing a standard is considered. And can we then take it that we adopt the suggestion from the secretary and a support from Coordinator for Africa, please? Coordinator Africa?
Merci, Monsieur le Président. J'avais demandé la parole tout à l'heure. Non, je crois qu'il y a un effort de rédaction de la part du secrétariat pour essayer de couvrir toutes les possibilités. Mais par rapport à la préoccupation que j'ai exprimée au début, j'ai encore, je m'excuse, encore une confusion dans mon esprit. Ça couvre toutes les possibilités sauf une. Et je voudrais qu'on apporte une réponse parce qu'aujourd'hui nous comprenons ces textes avec les explications de part et d'autre, mais demain, celui qui va lire les textes, il n'aura pas d'explication. Donc on risque de comprendre que lorsque le comité produit et un comité de coordination régionale s'intéresse au même produit, supposons qu'un comité de coordination régionale entame une activité d'élaboration d'une norme sur un produit. Nous savons aujourd'hui que les comités se réunissent une fois tous les deux ans. Ça veut dire que l'élaboration d'une norme prend beaucoup de temps. Elle peut prendre 6 ans, 8 ans, 10 ans. Si entre-temps, les conditions sont réunies, telles que invoquées au niveau du 8B, c'est-à-dire qu'on se rend compte que le produit quand même a un potentiel au niveau international et qu'on décide d'entamer une activité d'élaboration d'une norme internationale. D'après le secrétariat, il est possible que le comité produit entame cette activité sur le même produit. Alors, dans ce cas, comment on peut envisager qu'un comité de coordination régionale et un comité produit travaillent sur le même produit pour deux normes qui risquent d'être contradictoires? Moi, je ne vois vraiment pas, disons, l'issue. Il faudrait qu'on tranche sur cette situation. Est-ce que il est possible soit de prendre une norme qui est en élaboration par un comité régional et de la convertir, de continuer le travail pour en élaborer une norme internationale, avec l'accord évidemment du comité de coordination, l'accord du comité produit l'accord de la commission. Soit qu'on décide de mener les deux activités, et dans ce cas, moi je ne vois pas comment on peut élaborer deux normes, l'une régionale et l'autre internationale sur le même produit. Et cela, je crois qu'il n'est pas couvert par le 8A et 8B, d'après ma lecture. Et si demain, un lecteur qui n'est pas avisé, qui n'a pas écouté les explications du secrétariat, ce cas-là, moi personnellement, je pense qu'il n'est pas couvert. Donc il faudrait que, dès maintenant, qu'on comprenne cette situation et quelle serait la position à prendre vis-à-vis de cette situation où on peut s'intéresser au même produit. Parce qu'on raisonne comme si l'élaboration d'une norme par un comité de coordination régionale prend 2 ans ou 4 ans. La réalité, c'est que ça peut prendre même 10 ans. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Coordinator for Africa, and I realize we usually approve new works as they are submitted, and as executive committee, I hope we shall be keeping track. Otherwise, secretary, as a matter of procedure, can you explain this?
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Je suis partiellement responsable pour la confusion que j'ai créée en donnant un exemple un peu extrême que les deux comités, un régional, un international, entament en même temps les travaux sur le même produit. Théoriquement, cette possibilité existe et que si cela est pleinement justifié. Mais le secrétariat tient à signaler que maintenant que nous avons dans le système de codex l'examen critique exercé par le comité de coordination, le comité exécutif, aucun nouveau travail peut débuter sans accord de comité exécutif. Bon, bien sûr, la décision finale dépend de la décision de la commission, Mais si il y a un travail qui est déjà en cours dans un comité de coordination et qu'il y a une proposition visant à élargir le champ de ce travail et de confier ce travail à un comité international, forcément, le comité exécutif sera saisi de façon institutionnelle et que ce comité prendra une décision, telle que la recommandation de transférer le travail d'un comité régional sur un comité international, ou plutôt décourager le développement d'une norme internationale jusqu'à ce que un projet de norme régionale soit finalisé par le comité de coordination qui travaille. Donc, c'est vrai, le risque de double chemin, double voie pour développer deux normes sur le même travail existe, mais en réalité, il y aurait très peu de probabilité que le comité exécutif donne un feu vert à une telle procédure. Donc, je tiens à souligner l'importance de l'examen critique exercé par ce comité et que tant que ce comité décharge sa responsabilité conformément à la tâche confiée à ce comité, je dirais qu'il y a très peu de risques de ce genre. Et deuxièmement, Monsieur le Président, il faudrait noter que la quasi-totalité de comités de produits ne se réunissent que tous les 18 mois ou tous les 24 mois. Donc, ils se réunissent pas plus souvent que les comités de coordination. C'est-à-dire que dans la plupart des cas, il n'y aurait pas de gain de vitesse en confiant l'élaboration d'une norme à un comité de produits plutôt qu'à un comité de coordination. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Secretary, for that clarification. And I'm inclined to conclude. Coordinator of Latin America, you'll be the last speaker, please, and we adopt the suggestion from the Secretary.
Gracias, señor presidente. Felicitamos al secretario por las dos propuestas que ha hecho en estos dos párrafos. Y efectivamente consideramos que el comité ejecutivo no debería permitir esta dualidad, excepto que hubiera razones absolutamente fundamentadas. No obstante, comprendemos la preocupación del coordinador por África y lo que sugeriríamos es que quizás en la propuesta 8A, al terminar, la propuesta 8A no excluye la posibilidad no excluye esta posibilidad, dado que el principio habla justamente de que debería en principio considerarse después de su adopción en trámite 8, con lo cual deja abierta la puerta de que para que este proyecto pase a la discusión de la comisión en un trámite previo a su aprobación. Pero quizás para que fuera más claro, al terminar el párrafo 8A, se podría tratar de clarificar agregando una frase que diga, excepto que la solicitud de conversión a norma internacional se realice antes de su adopción definitiva o en el trámite 8. No, obviamente que no contempla plenamente el tema de la dualidad, pero al menos da esta posibilidad de que si mientras se está tratando una norma regional en un comité de productos se plantea la necesidad de una norma internacional, exista la posibilidad de este pase antes de la aprobación en trámite 8.
Thank you, Coordinator for Latin America, and in consultation with the Secretary, and he had actually taken into account that possibility in the proposal 8B, and maybe he can tell us how he took into account your observation. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The concern we have heard is that we need more flexibility. So in the new drafting, the Secretariat proposed some time ago, we have deleted the word only. So originally the language said that the conversion of a regional standard into a world standard should be considered only after its adoption at step 8. But the new redaction reads as follows: conversion of a regional standard into a worldwide standard should, in principle, be considered after its adoption at step 8. So this means that there are exceptions that might be accepted, and if it is fully justified. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. With that explanation, I think we can now conclude that we would adopt the text as it has been proposed by the Secretary at as 8A and 8B. Member for Africa, we are running short of time, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's true we are running out. I'm sorry, but this is essential to the work of the coordinating committees, and I think we should not rush into conclusions that may have a negative bearing in the later future. The fact that, you know, this proposal is silent on the adoption, or is silent on any other procedure before step 8, does not solve the problem, Mr. Chairman. It's very silent, so we presume probably that you can do it, but interpretation, everybody knows what is interpretation. Let's say it, that it could be, if we want to keep some level of flexibility, let's name the any other step at which, you know, a regional standard could be converted into international standard. And then I wish to draw your attention to the fact that I was listening to the reply from the secretary on the absence of the gain of time. But I think if we prolong this thing in the coordinating committee, we may also prolong adoption as a worldwide standard. So it's not very clear in my mind if there could be a gain of time there or not. So some of these things, but that's what we really would like to see, is more flexibility. And let's state the two steps of step 5 and 8 or something like that. But let's not be silent so that interpretation may come up later. Thank you.
Thank you, Member for Africa. And indeed, that is also was the concern from the coordinator for Latin America and Caribbean. And Secretary, maybe having listened to the two interventions, you can have some proposals to include those concerns.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I also have had the privilege to informally exchange words with Vice Chair Wim van Eck. He is more eloquent in making his proposal than I might do. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Vice Chair Wim.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, there is some coordination here in the room between the three of us, and indeed with the other side of the table. I think it was a good proposal, Mr. Chairman, given also the discussion at the time we discussed item 2, critical review, where we had a number of leftovers in relation to the regional standards, to start first with proposal 8. And let's say, Mr. Chairman, the way we have discussed it, 8A and 8B, we can live with it. However, there is also a somewhat bigger picture when we look into the underlying issues, and that goes back to a strategic issue and to a management issue. And the strategic one is to get focus in our work of Codex. How much time do we wish to devote to commodity standards, and how much time do we wish to devote on food safety related issues, and how to properly manage it. And I recall what we did earlier this week. We have seen that we struggled. We have the criteria, but we need to implement them. So I guess, Mr. Chairman, that it was you who mentioned on Tuesday and yesterday that a task could be assigned to the Office of the Bureau to flesh out a number of these issues, also the bigger picture, and I refer what just has been said by the member of North America on what is precisely the role of commodity standards. There are quality elements in it, and in that regard we can also refer to the comments we have received from a number of members, general comments on this subject, this also pointing to this kind of questions. So I guess, Mr. Chairman, that we should not lose sight on the bigger picture and on that potential task that can be assigned to the Office of the Bureau. We are most willing to take that up, this included, and in that regard, we would propose that these proposals A and B are accepted on a temporary basis, that they are not enshrined in stone, but in concrete, but yes, on a temporary basis, pending the outcome of a review of a number of outstanding issues to be assigned to the Office of the Bureau and for your consideration by next meeting of the CCXEC. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Vice Chair Wim, by that suggestion. But again, I think as an executive committee, we are in a dilemma that we still have to make a decision on item 2A and 2B. And as we observed yesterday, this decision would depend on our agreement on Proposal 8. And it's true we have two very good suggestions from the Secretariat, 8A and 8B. And the only thing was the concern from the coordinator, Latin American Caribbean and member Africa, that the flexibility is not very clear with regards to the step procedure. And if the two, the coordinator, Latin America and Caribbean and member Africa, can accept that we accept the proposals on temporary basis and recommend to the Commission that these are temporary proposals pending further clarification, as would have been brought up in a bigger picture as would come out of the bureaus and be discussed in this executive committee. And that will also affect the decision under 2A and 2B, the requests from CC Asia that the standards be moved to worldwide committees at steps 5. Which means if we accept this on a temporary basis, we are saying the request from CC Asia will not be honored, and instead they have to proceed with the text up to step 8. That's what we are saying. In other words, our decision on 2A and 2B is the work continue in the regional committees and up to step 8.
So if we, as executive committee, we go with that understanding, that would be our recommendation to the commission. Vice Chair Othman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to seek a clarification on the proposal of the Secretariat, in particular Proposal 8B. The last clause says that if such committee exists and is active, because I note that some of the committees, they have been adjourned, but if there is work, we will call it. A good example was the instant noodles that went to the Committee on Cereal Pulses and Legume, and it was activated through physical, through electronic meeting. So I wonder, could we further clarify on that point? Thank you.
Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was under the impression that it would go without saying that if there is no active committee, all proposals should go to the commission, of course, through the executive committee. But if it helps to be explicit, we could say, we could add at the end of the 8B, in other cases, to the commission through the executive committee to clarify. Thank you.
Member Africa, and you are the last one, and we close the subject, please.
Thank you, Chair. With regard to this final proposal to adopt this proposal 8A and B on interim basis, if my recollection is correct, probably the Secretary might help me in this regard. There is a discussion in CCGP about adopting on interim basis. So I don't know if at this point in time we can go along with adopting things on interim basis, because I know there is a discussion in the CCGP about that. Thank you.
There is discussion, it's true, but I think not on what we are discussing. Maybe Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and through you, I thank also the member from Africa to raise this issue. That would give me an opportunity to clarify the matter. The issue of temporary standards and interim standards were discussed in CCGP, and the Commission, in view of the importance of the Codex standards and the need for Codex standards to stand firm for at least a minimum period of time to stand the use and application by the world community, the Commission decided on the advice of the General Principles Committee that the adoption of final Codex standards on an interim basis or on a temporary basis should be discontinued and discouraged. Now, we are adopting these principles, so to speak, or policy, for use by this committee internally and by extension by the Commission. Therefore, it would not touch on the status of the adopted Codex standards, and Secretariat views that the Executive Committee can take its decision on a temporary basis on its own. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, and that closes our discussion on this agenda item, and that has also closed our decision on agenda item A, part one, and that was a request from CC Asia for the standard to be handed to Worldwide Committee at step five, and that was also true for item 2B. And according to what we have agreed, then the standards have to proceed to step eight. And ladies and gentlemen, we are really time constrained. And can I propose we go to item 11?
No, we have to go to item 2A, 2B.
We have to.
Yes.
Sorry, for proper recording of our meeting, I'm being advised that we go back to 2A part 1 so that we are sure what we are recording and what we have agreed. And secretary, please.
My apologies, Mr. Chairman. We do have to go back to part 2 of the document CXXXL7/59/2. In the tabulation, there are two standards reaching step 5 next week, and two standards have been forwarded from the Coordinating Committee for Asia. The first standard is the proposed draft standard for gochujang, which will be adopted at step 5 as draft regional standard. And CC Asia is proposing to refer the further work to CCCPL, Codex Committee on Cereals, Pulses and Legumes, for finalization as worldwide standard. And this committee has a privilege to start using the criteria that had been adopted on a temporary basis a few minutes ago. And the committee may have a full regard to all information provided by CC Asia, as well as the fact that the Committee on Cereals, Pulses and Legumes is a committee for the time being adjourned sine die and may have a potential to undertake some additional work by correspondence. So these could be a factor that this committee may take into account. And the second piece of work is the proposed draft standard for ginseng products. And again, CCACA is proposing to finalize this document as an international standard after step 5 by Codex Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables. In this case, CCPFV is an active committee, but it has a certain agenda the agenda of certain lengths with, again, some new work proposals for revision of existing standards awaiting the completion of ongoing work. So there is a slight difference in the situation between these two standards. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary, for that explanation and applying what we have adopted on temporary basis under Proposal 8A and 8B. Then I think the committee, the Executive Committee, reacquires therefore that the work is carried in the Coordinating Committee for Asia up to Step 8. Okay? That would be our recommendation. Seeing no objection, then that would be our recommendation, that the work is carried through the committee up to step 8.
Both standards?
Yeah, for the two standards, sorry. Can you continue, Secretary, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now the committee is invited to go back or go forward, depending on when, where you are, to item 2B, that consists of the proposal for new work. The document is Arinomo 07/30/8. Table 1 contains a number of proposals for new work. most of which have been approved for recommending to the commission to undertake new work. But two items forwarded from CC Asia. One proposal for a future standard for chili sauce, and another proposal regarding a future standard for edible sago flour, respectively substance supported by project documents number 7 and number 8. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Secretary, and I think the situation is the same. CC Asia was also proposing if you look at for the first document standard for chili sauce and you look at 9 proposed timeline for completion of the new work including the start date, proposed date for adoption at step 5. Again, CC Asia was proposing the standard to be considered by the Codex Committee for processed fresh fruits and vegetables. And according to what we have agreed, or adopted as temporary proposal 8A and B, this decision by the Executive Committee would therefore not agree with the suggestion from CC Asia, rather require that CC Asia continues with the work. Member Latin American Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Bueno, entiendo que no es exactamente el mismo caso de los dos documentos previos, porque esta es una propuesta de un nuevo trabajo. Entonces, no es que el Comité de Asia ya esté trabajando en esto, sino que es algo que va a iniciar. A ese respecto, me gustaría distinguir la situación del proyecto número 7 sobre la salsa de chile respecto de la harina de sagú comestible. Me parece que el segundo, la harina de sagú, está bastante bien desarrollado el aspecto de que es un interés regional y encaja perfectamente en la labor de los comités coordinadores de desarrollar normas regionales. Sin embargo, respecto al proyecto de la salsa de chile, no me queda tan claro con la información que tenemos frente a nosotros que sea una norma de carácter estrictamente regional. En particular, me parece que los países que se mencionan como principales exportadores bajo el punto 4.1 tienen una variedad de representaciones significativas y dependiendo del alcance de la norma podría ser de interés de otras regiones el tema. No me gustaría saber la opinión de los demás miembros del comité sobre si esto es suficiente como para no aprobarlo como un tema de trabajo regional, pero sí me gustaría al menos dejar constancia de que en nuestro papel de gestión de normas, viendo esta variedad de información y sobre todo de países de distintas regiones involucrados, dependiendo del alcance, esta norma podría ser de interés mundial. Y quizá hablando ahora, si se me permite por un momento como país, México en particular podría tener también interés en este tema, dependiendo del alcance de los productos que se comprendan en él. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, member Latin American Caribbean, and I also remember you did raise that when we were discussing this agenda item. And here we have a project proposal from the region, and we haven't had the opportunity to have a project proposal from the worldwide committee. And in fact, we would have looked at our temporary measure, adopted proposal B. And if you read what the secretary proposed, the proposal of a new work for commodities having international trade potential should be preferably be submitted through a worldwide committee. And unfortunately, in this case, we don't have a proposal from a worldwide committee. And there is a proposal from a region. And as executive committee, the only options we have is to grant approval of that project proposal to continue within the region, or not to grant approval for this work proposal from the region, pending possibility of getting a work proposal from a worldwide committee. But we understand there is an immediate need for such standard expressed by the region. So again, let's allow the region to develop this document in the understanding that there is a worldwide interest. And at step 8, as we have agreed, we shall look at the possibilities of turning out it into a worldwide standard. We should not deny the opportunity for the work to start immediately in the region. I hope we can agree with that. Member for Africa, please. And we have almost run out of time.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, this is for the record, and I think it's important that we mention what I'm going to say here. You know, we are in a very delicate process, and I hope, please, I hope the Secretary will take it for the record. We hope that the process we are adopting in interim will not block the development of regional norms, and that help early adopters, those who have already made their regional norms, to go ahead, and those who are still coming in, just coming in because they are late comers, to be blocked. We are now giving this as a word of caution. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Africa. Member North America, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. This does present us with a dilemma, because in this particular case, depending on the definition of chili sauce, it could indeed have an impact beyond the region. So it may not be a situation where that expertise is solely focused within that region. But being very sensitive to what the member of Africa has pointed out, there are issues of specific interest to specific regions, and we don't necessarily want to block that as well. But it is likely that a project proposal such as this, there may be concerns raised by member countries during the commission meeting. And so it may be that we have to take into account an additional criterion of some kind that looks at when a region proposes the development of a standard that truly is of worldwide trade in nature, how we do address those issues.
Thank you very much, and I hope the members will remember we, in fact, requested the bureau, members of the Bureau to, among other issues, consider these situations which we are, you know, running into. And I hope we should be able to address, come up with some suggestions that can be discussed in here. And Vice Chair Karen?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your comment is precisely the sense that we have, understanding the comment made by the member from Africa and the member from North America. We are in a situation of some delicacy, and at the same time, it is important that we start to act our executive management function. So our sense is that, reflecting your comment, Mr. Chairman, when we come to these items, we understand that while we may proceed with, we may choose to proceed with elaboration of a regional standard as proposed by CC Asia, we recognize that we're operating under temporary rules. The Bureau will work to consider this set of circumstances and several other ones that come to our minds, I'm sure, several of us, as we, as potential complicating factors, that when those more well thought out policies are suggested and are taken and come into place, that there may be reconsideration of some of the decisions taken at this commission, quite possibly. Therefore, these decisions today aren't perhaps carved in stone forever. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Vice Chair. And ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our discussion on 2A and 2B, and we have approved the work to continue within the coordinating committee. And if possible, up to step 8, according to the proposals we have agreed under 8A and 8B. And for this new work, and as intervened by the member for Latin America Caribbean, let's give the opportunity for the work to start and explore possibility for future worldwide standard. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have no problem with your conclusion. Simply to, I was checking the meeting schedule of Processed Fruits and Vegetables Committee and the Codex Coordinating Committee for Asia. And both committee, the CCPFV will, it's scheduled to meet in September 2008 and CC Asia in November of the same year with a 2 month difference. So we could anticipate that by the time CCPFV will meet, a first draft of chili sauce standard is available and already circulated, and CCPFV could be eventually invited to look at the scope of that work that will have been started in ASEAN region and provide its view, including the potential for or desirability for international standard. Thank you.
Secretary, for that further clarification and information. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't have time now, and I'm inclined to go to agenda item 11. That's on any other business, and when we are adopting the agenda, the Secretary had proposed an item under any other business, and I invite the Secretary, please, to introduce.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to refer the committee to document ADINORM 07/30/4, which contains a number of proposed amendments to the procedural manual. And the appendices starting from 11 to 14 are those proposals coming from the committees that met after the latest session of the Codex Committee on General Principles. Um, some members do not have documents, so I try to slow down my speech.
Thank you, interpreters, and again, you have always been very good to us. Can I ask for some extra 10 minutes, please? No, we are not going to have a session this afternoon, please. Sorry, I'm made to understand in the afternoon you are going to work for another meeting, not for us. Is that true? Otherwise, I can confirm that our session is going to end in 10 minutes' time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Most of the appendices are sound and in good form in the appraisal of the Secretariat. There is one proposal from Coordinating Committee for Euro to align its terms of reference, the terms of reference of the most ancient body in the Codex system, with the terms of reference of other coordinating committees. And there are a number of proposals to bring consistency to the texts in the procedural manual. In this context, I would like to draw the attention of the committee to Appendix 14, coming from the Codex Committee on Food Additives, which has two parts, Part A and Part B. Part A, regarding the revision to the format of Codex Committee Standards and Food Additives, seems to be containing no major problems, while Part B consists of a revision to a section in the procedural manual that currently addresses both food additives and contaminants. Because this amendment is proposed by Food Hygiene, Food Additives Committee, the new text that is to replace the current text contains no reference to contaminants. Therefore, adopting this text as currently is presented may result in the oversight on the work of Codex Committee on Contaminants, and in the view of the Secretariat, it is not appropriate to recommend the Commission to adopt Part B of Appendix 14. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, the Secretariat proposes that Executive Committee does recommend the Commission to defer the adoption of Part B of Appendix 14 on one hand, and mandate the Codex Secretariat to prepare an alternative wording that would take account of the current provisions addressing contaminants in food, so that any elements that are in the current text would not be lost, and invite the next session of the Commission through appropriate Codex committees to assess the Secretariat proposal. That would fully take account of the current proposal from the Committee on Food Additives. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Secretary, and I hope the committee can agree with the recommendation from the Secretary. Seeing no objection, then we'll take the Secretary's recommendation as Executive Committee recommendation to the Commission. Can we continue, please? That was the item added on Agenda 11 by the Secretariat on any other business. And at the adoption stage, we didn't have any other request. Or did we have a request from Argentina? Argentina, please. Oh, sorry, Continental Latin American Caribbean.
Sí, discúlpeme que le tome unos minutos, pero en realidad fue un problema que me plantearon desde la Cancillería Argentina y tengo que exponerlo. La cuestión es la siguiente, no estoy hablando en nombre de la Coordinación de América Latina y el Caribe, pero a mi derecha está el representante regional y como estoy más en el tema quisiera aclararlo yo. Durante la pasada reunión del comité, tiene que ver con el acta del comité de plaguicidas. Durante la pasada reunión del comité hubo un intenso debate en la reunión sobre uno de los puntos de la agenda, el tema 10. Argentina en esa ocasión había presentado un documento de sala, el número 14, que fue distribuido en los dos idiomas, en inglés y en español. En ese documento se hacía una serie de consideraciones respecto de lo que era la opinión de Argentina sobre el tema en cuestión, que era el establecimiento de límites de residuos más estrictos que el Códex. Durante el debate, Argentina señaló puntualmente algunos de los párrafos citados en el documento de posición y pidió que dicho párrafo quedara reflejado en el acta de la reunión. Del mismo modo, la India manifestó que quería que sus observaciones quedaran en el acta de esta reunión. Como había varios países que habían apoyado estas intervenciones, el comité interpretó que podía sacar una conclusión de carácter general sobre lo que se había mencionado. Una vez propuesta este párrafo de carácter general, el jefe de la delegación de Argentina, una vez presentado el texto, no se mostró conforme con lo que estaba expresado y, a pedido del secretariado, entregó el texto exacto que se debería incluir como comentario de Argentina en el acta. Ese texto no quedó reflejado finalmente en el informe y la Cancillería Argentina ha solicitado, luego de varias comunicaciones con el secretariado del Códex, pidió que se planteara el tema en el comité ejecutivo. Toda esta información se me ha remitido en el día de ayer por la tarde. Y en realidad lo que la Cancillería Argentina solicita es que se publique una fe de ratas sobre el report de la comisión a los efectos de incluir entre los párrafos 207 y 208 de la LINORM 073024 el párrafo en cuestión que Argentina había presentado al secretariado y que consta en el CRD 14 presentado como documento de sala en la reunión. El párrafo en cuestión lo que decía es lo siguiente: The Argentine delegation made reference to its written comments and the stressed the importance of this matter in relation to the trade problem arising when importing countries apply national or regional MLR which were lower than Codex MLR insofar these were not sustained on the basis of a scientific risk assessment justifying this divergence.
Thank you, Argentina, and I think we have been able to follow the presentation as we have made it. Again, it's a question of procedure, also very interesting development in our work. And the basic line is the possibility of having a corrigendum to a report that had already been adopted in a meeting. And on the procedural matters and also on the circumstances which brought up this situation. Can I ask the Secretary for some clarification and information for that matter?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On this matter, we consulted the legal services of legal service of FAO, and also we consulted the chairperson and co-chair of the Committee on Pesticide Residues on this matter. And according to the information we gathered, the text that appears in the report of the latest meeting of the Codex Committee on Pesticide Residues is indeed correct and identical to the text adopted by consensus under the authority of the chairperson of the meeting on the last day of CCPR. Therefore, from procedural point of view, it is not possible to open the report and issue a corrigendum to the report of CCPR. However, we have precedences that after the adoption of the report, some members or observers expressed concern, and we did circulate the concern or communication from the member or observer concerned to the Codex members and observers through our email list. Therefore, if it is a wish of Argentina that we circulate their communication to Codex Codex members and observers, we can certainly do it. However, we are not in a position to open the report of CCPL that was already adopted by the committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And as I said, this is an interesting observation in our role as executive committee, and we haven't had the precedence of where situation where an adopted report was again looked into and a modified text or a corrigendum added. And in this case, maybe the proposal from the Secretary, if it will be to the interest of Argentina, that their text is circulated to all Codex members, then it's a wish. Otherwise, I'm sure as Executive Committee, we should not encourage, if not, we should not allow amendments to a report that had been adopted in a consensus manner by any of our Codex committees. So if we go back to the member from Latin American Caribbean coordinator, if they would go with the suggestion from the Secretariat, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Entiendo el, la información que ha brindado el secretariado. No obstante, los representantes de mi país que estuvieron en esa reunión insisten con que la situación se dio de la manera que lo han señalado en las comunicaciones que hicieron al secretariado. Al margen de eso, quisiera saber si puedo contar con la buena disposición de los miembros del Comité Ejecutivo para que conste en actas que Argentina planteó la situación y que hizo la solicitud de la fe de ratas al Comité Ejecutivo y la respuesta que le dio el secretariado. Gracias.
Secretary, please.
Yes, we can. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes.
Yeah, but again, it's a yes with a caution because we don't really want to set up some trends that will, again, come to affect our future work. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, let me start by thanking our good interpreters, and I really thank you for your understanding. I wish to thank all members of the executive committee for the hard work we have put into this work. I also want to thank the secretariat for the hard work and the supporting staff of the secretariat for hard work. I have a honest request that we are going to the commission next week, and I hope we shall be able to pass collective views of the executive committee. And my understanding is the report will be ready tomorrow at 1 p.m. At 1:30, and then we shall start the adoption at 2:30 in the afternoon tomorrow. If there are no more information from the secretary, then one more information from the secretary, please.
Just quickly, tomorrow is a not national holiday, but Roman holiday. According to the Catholic religion, and all public transportation will follow a timetable of holidays. So there will be less bus and metro circulating. So please leave your hotel a bit early so that you get here in time. Thank you.
Thank you, and I adjourn the meeting until tomorrow, 2:30 in the afternoon. Thank you.